I just want to be makdim. Two things. Number one, this whole Indian is very much above my pay grade. So we're just going to try to say over different inyanim the way we understand it a little bit. But, you know, kemuvin, ein lanu esek ben astaris, and this is something that the Navi Yeshaya said on some level, ayin lo yiras alikim zulascha. So we're talking about things that really we're not supposed to properly understand. Another point of akdam is that usually there's a conventional wisdom that if you're not going to be able to do justice to a topic, so just let it be. But shafti v'ro'isi, I think that there is some value in trying to get a little bit of more clarity in this inyan, even though without question we're not going to be able to do justice to it. So I think if there's a noifach of clarity that we get, already the whole inyan is going to be kedai. And the truth is, if you think about it, the whole tachlis, chivasei b'olamai, is one day to be lehisanigel Hashem and to merit a portion of the world to come. We were put on this world to be zoicha t'olam haba. So it would behoove us to understand a little bit to the extent that it could educate us and be productive and inspire us. What exactly is it that we're living for? What exactly is that we're fighting for? I mean, think about how much a yid gives up because so what is Olam Haba? And again, we're not going to be able to properly understand it, but a little bit, to have a clue, to have a little bit of a sheiches, I think is definitely something that's worthwhile. Yehuda va'od l'kra, it's from the Ikrei Amunah. One of the animamims is Tchias HaMesim, one of the animamims is Bias HaMashiach. So this is definitely an inyan that we have to know a little more than we know now, if I may. And as a result, I think it's kedai just embark on this. Now, as it relates to this whole shmooze, if you think about it, it's a little bit confusing. Again, you talk about Achris HaYomim. Achris HaYomim is the end of days. So what is Achris HaYomim? There's Yemois HaMashiach. There's Tchias HaMesim. There's Olam Haba, there's Gan Eden, right? What comes to mind is the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Omer Aleph, that's coming up, where the Gemara says, Tana Devei Elio, the world was created for 6,000 years, and after 6,000 years, the world is going to be destroyed. It's going to go back to Sayyav Avayu, right? 5,785, we're counting down. But the point is that at some point, the world is going to be Charev. I mean, these are all descriptions on some level of Achris HaYomim, but they can't mean the same thing, right? Yemois HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Shis Alfi Shnin. It's all the same inyan. If it's all the same inyan, then it would just be one inyan. So clearly there's nuance, and presumably not such subtle nuance, that really differentiates between all these tkufas. And I think that the hakdama is for us to first realize how confusing this is, because all these terms are used interchangeably, even by Svarim. And the question is, like, can we try to sort this out a little bit so that there'll be a little bit more clarity? So as it relates to today's raid, the objective is going to be to go through Lushoine Azov Shal HaRambam. Now, I want to be makdim that the Rambam's Shita, as it relates to this whole inyan, is a little bit of a Das Yochid. And it's a Shita that was Marish Olamos, literally, as we're going to see. But the objective today, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, will be just to go through Abyssal the Shita HaRambam. And then tomorrow, and maybe the next day, if we need more time, we'll go into some of the other shitas and the world's response and reaction to the Rambam. But again, every good story starts with a Rambam, and this is no different. Every good pshetel, right? And the Rambam laid out his understanding of Achris HaYomim in his quintessential, clear, and very understandable way. Obviously, we're dealing with inyonim that are inyonim gevayim, and it's going to leave us with some questions and some things that, you know, as we say, ayin sham and tein l'chacham v'yechkemoy, but the Rambam shtel davek, you saw this, that I think for sure we can take a little bit from. Now, in terms of where the Rambam wrote about this, the short answer, Rambam wrote about this everywhere. He wrote about it in his Mishnah Torah, in Hilchas Tshuva, Perikhes, and Periktes. The Rambam wrote about it in his Akdamah to Perikhelik. Right? We're learning Perikhelik. This is the longest Rambam of Pirush HaMishnayos ever, right? It's right here in his Akdamah to Perikhelik. And this is what's going on in that Rambam. Right? Everyone knows that the Yud Gimel Ikrim, right? The 13 Animamims come from the Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos. But what not everybody knows, unless you saw it inside, is that's the second half. It's the seif of the Rambam. The reish of the Rambam is this Indian, where he goes to what's chesed meisim, what's ilam haba, what's going on over here. So that's all in the Rambam's Akdamat Perek Chelek. The Rambam wrote a mimer called Mimer Chesed Meisim, where he went that he clarified his position even more. So again, this is an Indian that the Rambam wrote about so many times, and he wanted that his opinion should be learned and understood, and it should be very, very clear. Either way, we're just going to read through the Shoinois of the Rambam. So the Rambam, and we're going to start from Mishnah Torah. So that will be the basis, and we'll just fill in some gaps from some of the other Sfarim of the Rambam. So Hilchos Tshuva Perek Ches Alof Locha Alof. Zok the Rambam. HaToiva HaTzfunu V'Tzadikim. The Toiv that is hidden and is waiting for the Tzadikim, He Chayi Olam Haba. It's Olam Haba. V'Heim HaChayim, it's the life, She'eni Mohem Moves, that has no death associated with, V'HaToiva She'eni Mora, and it's the Toiv that has no Ra. Meaning, the tzaddikim are waiting one day to be rewarded for all the good things that they do in this world. And the toivah, that toiv is what's known as chaye olam haba. And in that world of olam haba, says the Rambam, you have to know two things. Number one, there's no death. It's chayim she'ini maves. And number two, there's nothing bad. It's pure bliss. It's hatoivah she'ini mara. Who shekasa b'Torah says Rambam. This is what the Torah means when it says l'man yitav lach v'harachta yomim. Mipi ashmu alamdu l'man yitav lach l'oilam shekuloi toiv v'harachta yomim l'oilam shekuloi aruch v'zehu ha'ilam haba. You hear the shayne azov shal Rambam? L'man yitav lach v'harachta yomim. This the oilam that's kuloi toiv, and there's the oilam that's kuloi aruch. Kuloi toiv means it's v'hatoiva she'eni mara, it's kuloi toiv, and kuloi aruch means it's achayim she'eni mamavas, that is no death. So in that world, this is the Eresh Tezach, and it's based on psukim chazaz that we heard 1,000 times, but the Rambam crystallizes things, gedar kibakoidish. So there's going to be chayim she'eni mamavas, it's the oilam she'kuloi aruch, and it's going to be toiv she'eni mara, that's the oilam she'kuloi toiv. Says the Rambam, v'zehu oilam ha'am. Scharat tzadikim hu, she'yisku l'noyam zu v'yisku. The reward of the tzaddikim is that they're going to be zoicha to this noyam, and they're going to get this toifa upiroyin harishayim. And the punishment of the rishayim is shelo yisku l'chayim elo, that they will not merit this chayim eli yichrasu v'yamusu. Rather, they're going to be cut off and they're going to die. V'chol misha ina zoicha l'chayim elo. Any person that's not zoicha to this other world of olam haba. Who hames, he is the mace, she'ein choye lo'olam, who is not living forever, ela nichras berishoy, but rather he gets cut off because of his averos, v'ovad ki behema. And he ends up dying and leaving this world like a behemoth come, behemoth go, this person came and this person went. V'zehu ha'koris ha'kosa b'Torah. And this is the koris that the Torah means. She'nemar, it says, he koris ti koris ha'nefesh ha'hi avoy naba. V'pi ha'shmu olam du, he koris ba'olam hazeh, ti koris lo'olam haba. K'loimar, she'oiso ha'nefesh, she'pirsho min ha'guf ba'olam. That nefesh that left the guf in this world, it will not merit a portion of the world to come. It's going to be cut off from the next world as well. The Rambam shtelling avek what olam haba is, and then he tells you what karis is. The Rambam says the definition of karis is that it's possible for a person not to be zoicha to olam haba, and not being zoicha to olam haba means you got cut off. Boom, you got cut. They pulled the cord on you. Meaning, you died from this world. And there's a concept of Kares in this world too, right? Those are the Gemaras and the Maikotan dying at a certain age. But the point is, he Kares and Tikares. There's a Kares in Olam Hazeh, there's a Tikares, and the Kares in Olam Haba is much worse. The Kares in Olam Haba is the ultimate punishment. It means that you're not going to be Zoichat Olam Haba. And this is a fascinating thing. It's worth meditating on this for a second. And that is, the ultimate punishment, says the Rambam, is not the punishments. It's not Gehenim, right? The Rambam didn't say one word about Gehenim yet. The ultimate punishment is no olam haba. The ultimate reward is olam haba, and the ultimate punishment is not olam haba. Elo avik behemo. Behemo goes to Gehenim. It's not the nakuda. The nakuda is the greatest reward is that you have a ticket and you now can be at this great event. Kares, the ultimate punishment is when you don't have that ticket, says the Rambam. Ha'olam haba. Now let's talk a little bit about it. So high level, what's olam haba? Olam haba is the toivah hatzvuna l'tzadikim. Chayei ha'olam haba. It's the chayim she'en ima mothes, v'atoivah she'en ima ra. That is the schay that the tzadikim will get. She'yizku l'noyam zeh v'yir b'toivah zu. And the prayer in the Rishon is that they're not going to be married. Says the Rambam. Halacha beis. Ha'olam haba. Ein b'y gufu gvir. Ha'olam haba. is a place where you don't have a guf. There's nobody. All there are the nafshois and of the tzaddikim, right? The people that merit to be in Olam Haba. But loy guf, no guf, ke malachi hashar. It's like malachim. Malachim have no guf. So too in Olam Haba, nobody has a guf. It says, not being that there are no gufim, if there's no guf, there's going to be no eating, there's going to be no drinking. All the things that gufim need won't be necessary. And all the verbs, all the actions, all the things that gufim do, you're not going to do in Olam Haba. Going yeshiva, va'amida, v'shina, umisa, va'otze v'schoik, u'kiyotzvam, all the human emotions, all these things will not exist. Kach omru chachomim arishoyim. In fact, Chazal said, brachus yudzayin, Olam Haba imbo lo yachid v'lo yishtia, v'lo yitashmish, elo tzadikim yoishvim, va'atoroiseyim b'rosheyim, v'nenem izi v'ashchina. Says the Rambam, harei nizbar l'cha, you see from that one Chazal, she'en shom guf, that there's no guf. How do you know there's no guf? Because it says, imbo lo yachid v'lo yishtia, she'en shom achid. So if there's no achila v'shtiyah, then by definition there's no guf. Because if there was a guf, there would be achila and there would be shtiyah. So what does it mean, tzadikim yoishvim? Doesn't tzadikim yoishvim sound like the tzadikim are sitting? It sounds like there's a guf. Al derech achida. All it is a mashal. Kolayma. Nafshei tzadikim mitzuyim sham. The nefashis of the tzadikim are there. Beloy amo. Uveloy yigia. Meaning, when a person sits, he's relaxed, baseba, right? Kederech sham alachim oichlin. So you're going to be in a state where there's going to be zero amal and zero yegiyah. And that state is just described b'derech chida as being yeshiva. V'chein zeh she'amru atoreseyim b'rashem. When it says atoreseyim b'rashem, it doesn't mean head and it doesn't mean crown. K'loimar, deyo she'yedu. It means a certain level of das she'bidlolu zoch l'chayu olam haba. They're going to have a certain das where they're going to know why they were zoicha to Olam Haba via Torah Shalahem, and that is the proverbial crown. He said, like Shloima said, it says, Simcha Olam HaRosham, says the Rambam. He says, I want to ask you a question. When it says Simcha Olam HaRosham, does it mean the Simcha on the head? It's not a physical thing. It's the Torah she'itra lo'imoy. That's what's going on over here. Says the Rambam, what does it mean that the tzaddikim anenim izev hashchina she'yoidim u'masigin me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're going to know, they're going to be masik. The emes kaid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, masha'in and yoidim v'heim begufa avu v'ashofel. Things that they're not able to understand and figure out when they're in this gufa ofel, this finst in a guf, a shuffle in this nidre geduf. But the bottom line is this halacha base. This is the sif from all the sifim of the Rambam. The Rambam says that when a person's in Olam Haba, in by guf igvia. There's no guf, there's no gvia, there's no achila, there's no shnia, there's no tashmish. All the things that gufim do are not going to exist. It's a world that is going to be kuloi neshama. And what does it mean? Nenemis of Ashkina Shayodim Umasigin Meamitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashin and Yoidim Beguf of Shavuot. It sounds a little bit like Tzadikim Yoishvin, right? They're sitting. Atar Zem Birosheye, sounds like they have a head. Says the Rambam, it's all Derech Achida. It's all Derech Moshel. These are not things that are meant to be taken literally. I'm going to skip a little bit. The Rambam continues and he talks about the different names that you find that are referred to by Olam Haba. Meaning Olam Haba has different pseudonyms, right? You find different aliases that are used to describe Olam Haba. He starts off talking about Tzrei Rachayim, that lotion of Tzrei Rachayim, and then he goes weiter. It's Halach HaDal. V'kam v'shem is karu lo derech moshel, Har Hashem. U'mekoyim kotshoi, v'derech ha-kodesh, v'chatzoi s'ashem, v'oyil ha-shem, v'noyim ha-shem, v'heichal ha-shem, u'beis ha-shem, v'shar ha-shem, v'chachomim kor lo derech moshel, says the Rambam, the Chachomim even had a different way that they would describe it. And this was derech moshel, l'toy v'zu ha-mezumenetz ha-tzadikim suda, abu v'koyir lo b'chal mokim ha-ilom ha-ba. But the real, the Eifin Kloli is ha-ilom ha-ba. He says, but you're going to find all these different words, har ha-shem, mokim kotshoi, derech ha-shem, chatzoi ha-shem, the suda, these are all mesholim on some level, but really this is an that we have no asoge in, says the Rambam. Halachah hey, and the nekama she'ein nekama gedayel mimenu. Listen to these loshanis. The nekama she'ein nekama gedayel mimenu shetikaris hanefesh v'lay tiskel oisam chayim. That the nefesh gets caught off. The Rambam said it already on Halachah, but he went back to it, and he comes back to it with a vengeance. Right, pun intended. Shetikaris hanefesh v'lay tiskel oisam chayim. Shenemar hikaris tikaris hanefesh ayi avoy naba v'zeh ha'oivdon hu shekarin oisam anavim derech mashal. The reason Rambam's coming back to it is because the Rambam is now giving all the different synonyms that are used to describe that, right? He gave us all the names that you find. Right, the Rambam's super methodical. So he gave us all the different names for Eilam Haba. So now he's giving you all the names for Eilam Haba. What's Eilam Haba? Gehenim? Wrong. Eilam Haba is Hikaris Tikaris. You get cut off. Mamish, you die like a behemoth. And he says you find Be'er Shachas, Avdoin, Sifter, Aluka, the Kol Lashin Kloya, the Hashchasa Kairim. He says every Lashin of Kloya and Hashchasa that ever existed, you find described and attributed to this. Lafishi HaKloya She'ena Charea Tekuma La'olam, right, you see the Rambam? Olam Haba is a chayim she'eni ma modes, v'atoyva she'eni ma ra. As it relates to the flip side, chorus, is the kloya she'ena charea tekuma, v'ahefzit she'eni chayzal oil. Says the Rambam, Malach Avav, she'ma teiko bein echa toyva zu. He says, you know, you're going to hear about Olam Haba, you're going to say, nunu, that's what it is. Basically, it's something you can't even describe to me. There's no achila, there's no shtia. This is, what am I doing? What am I wasting my time for? In this world, I have achila v'shtia. In the next world, chamne shafil Hashem, etekel b'inecha toivazu. Says Ram, v'tedamen, you're going to think she'ain tzchara mitzvah. Ve'yoysa adam, sholim b'darke emes. And you're going to say that the whole thing is garnish. In fact, you know what you're going to argue, says the Rambam? That I would have preferred that Olam Haba be a place where there is a chilav eshteya. Other Rabbah, let Olam Haba be a place where you're going to have the most pleasurable life imaginable, right? We all have our saga what it means to have a nois Olam Haza, right? Most people give up everything because of a nois Olam Haza. So maybe if I care, maybe that's, let that be Olam Haba. Wouldn't that be a better Olam Haba? Wouldn't it be better liyosei oichal v'shoisa machalis toivois uboyel tzurois nois v'loiveish bigdei sheish v'rikma v'shoichem bal eishen u'mishtamish b'kli kesev v'zov v'dvar madoim le'elu, right? Wouldn't that be a better thing? And by the way, k'moishem edamin elu ha'arviyim ha'tipshin v'avilim ha'shtufim b'zima. He says, look at all my neighbors, all the arviyim, the shtufei zima, and in their mind, that's what Olam Haba is. It's shtufei zima. Aval ha'chomim ba'lidei yodu. But the Chacham and the Bali, they understood. Shekol hadvarim ma'elu divrei havoi v'hevel hein. Ve'ein behem toicheles. Ve'ein am toiv v'gedoyle etzleinu ba'ilu mazeh. The reason for us it's good is mipnei she'anu bali gufi gviyo. Ve'chol hadvarim ma'elu tzorchi ha'gufi hein. Ve'ein ha'nefesh misavu lehem u'michamdoson ela b'pnei tzorich ha'guf k'dei she'imotzei chepze v'yamud ha'boryo. He says, it's true, we perceive these things as being good because we're bali guf, and in a world of guf, this is amazing. This is what it is. U'bizmad she'in shom guf nimtzu kol ha'dvaru me'elu b'teilim. All of this is going to be batal mamish. It's all going to be shtusim ha'toiv ha'gdoilo, because the real toiv is she'tiyah ba ha'nefesh b'olam haba ein shom derech b'olam hazeh la'sig b'olay do'is. He said, this is again all because we're in a world of guf, so we perceive this as being good. But really, in Olam Haba, we're not going to have a guf, we're not going to be interested in this. What are we going to get? We're going to get things that the neshama wants, things that are going to make you offer kairos ruach me Olam Haba, mikol anois Olam Haza, the Mishnah says. Right? A shmek, like the Bali Musa said. Like you pass by a bakery, you smell the bakery, that's the kairos ruach, the Bali Musa used to say. A shmek from Olam Haba is better from all that noise. He said, but we can't understand it because we're Bali Guf. It's not something we have a shaykhis to. And that's why even Chazal, when they explained it to us, they had explained it to us, Derech Moshel, but really, Avo B'derech HaEmes, the Emes is Shenarech, that is going to be much, much greater than anything that we have right now. Oysa toive gedoyl, I'm skipping adein cheker vein erech vein dimyoin. Hu sha'amar dovin marav tuvcha she'tzofantel reyecho pa'altel achoysen bach. In the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, the Rambam talks a lot more about this. He talks about how we can't understand Olam Haba, and it's something that is just impossible for us to comprehend because we have a guf. He said it's like trying to explain colors to a person that never saw, or trying to explain music to a person that never heard. Some of the beautiful mashalim that the Rambam gives. He says it's something that's impossible. And he says to tell a person, or for a person to say that I would rather have the pleasures of Olam Haza and not the pleasures of Olam Haba, that would be like a king who's ruling over the world. And he says, you know, I want to go out and play, you know, in the sandbox with my friends that I used to play with 50 years ago when I was a little boy. It would be the tipshis of the tipshis. And he said, it's something that we have no havana in, and that's why it's a little hard to tackle. And that's why the Rambam talks so much about it, because he wants us to understand that there's a toiva that's tzfuna for us, that we have no asnog, that we can't comprehend, and it makes everything else that we're busy with pale in comparison. Just a few more lines from the Rambam. V'kama homo David v'his ava Even the Nevi'im couldn't come around to it. Hushi Yeshaya Amar, Ayin Lay Ross, Alekim Zulosha Yasa Lamachakulai, Koloma, Toivish Lay Ross, Oisa Ayin Novi, Vilay Ross, Oisa Eloy Lakim, also Oisa Lakim, La Adam Shemachakulai, Amru Chachomim, Kola Nevi'im, Lenisnava, Eli Moisam Sheikh, Aval Elamaba, Ayin Lay Ross, Elekim Zulosha. And then the Rambam says something very important. Zeshakor Oisa Chacham Oilam Haba. He said, why is the world called Oilam Haba? It's not because the world doesn't exist today. As if to say, there's a world that's going to come in the future. It doesn't exist right now, but at some point in the future, it's going to come. For the Karu Oilam Abba, the reason it's called Oilam Abba, Mipnei She'oisen Achayin, Bon Loi La'odam Achar Chayin Oilam Azeh, She'onu Kayame by Beguf V'Nefesh. In this world, we have a Guf and a Nefesh, and when a person dies, he goes to Oilam Abba or Chalila. In the order, it's Olam Hazeh and then Olam Haba, and that's why it's called Olam Haba. But it's not called Olam Haba because the world is to come. We are going to come into the world in the future, but the world itself is Chai V'Kayim. That world exists here, right here, and this ends Perek Ches in Hilchot Shavuot. We still have to go through Perek Tes, but this ends Perek Ches. So what's the Sikkum of Perek Ches? The Rambam says that the Toiva that Sfuna LeTzadikim is Chayo Olam Haba. It's Chayim She'eni Ma'maves VaToiva She'eni Ma'ra. That's the Oimik of the Olam Shekulei Toiv and the Olam Shekulei Aruch. The ultimate punishment would be the flip side, kares. He kares by Lamazet, he kares by Lamaba, where a person is not going to merit a chelik in the world to come. Ela nichras berishai, the avat kebehema. What goes on in Olam Haba, we don't know. Ayin lay ras alakim zulascha. But one thing we do know, says the Rambam, is that Olam Haba ain't by guf gvir. Ela nafshis had sadikim bilvad, beloy guf kamalach yashas. Another thing we know is that the toiva of Olam Haba is so much greater than anything we could be masig in this world. It's a world where all there is toiv, where it's chayim, it's pure bliss on a level, on a hasaga that yofa kairos ruach me'olam haba, mikol hanois me'olam haba. Says the Rambam, aren't there so many examples where it seems like there's some guf that's going to be present in olam haba? Tzadikim yoishvim atarsem bereshayim. Says the Rambam, that's all derech chida. What about the suda? Right, there's going to be a suda. Says the Rambam, it's derech moshel. Those are mesholim, those are ulchidis, those are not things that are meant to be taken literally. Are there other names for Olam Haba? Says Ram, yeah, I'll give you a whole bunch of names. Tzrei Rachayim, Har Hashem, Mekoyim Kotchei, Derech HaKoydesh, Chatzis Hashem, Oyel Hashem, Noyim Hashem, Heichel Hashem, Beis Hashem, Shar Hashem, right? Sudas, Leviyasim, there's so many different names. What about Karis? Other names for Karis? Ram says, yeah, Kol Loshim, Kloyev, Ashchas, Karim, everything. And you want a few, there's Ber Shachas, there's Avdoin, there's Sifte, there's Aluka. There are a couple of names. And the Rambam says that one thing I just want you to be careful is Shema Tekel by Necha Toivazu, and he's very worried about this. He's so worried about this. Don't make light of it because you can't understand it. This is like the tricky part because we can't touch it. So in a way, when you can't touch something, you can't feel something, you make a little light of it. But says Ram, don't fall into that trap. He said, because if you could touch it, it wouldn't have value because you're in a fashtink in a gulf. He says, this is something that's on such a level that you're not supposed to be able to touch. The Nevi'im who were... But Yolodisha wasn't zoicha to this. It's impossible. Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma is the only one that really, really understands this. And then the Rambam says that, you know, based on what I just said, we just have to, from a grammatical perspective, understand that Olam Haba, even though it sounds a little bit like it's an Olam that's going to come, no, the world really, after a person dies, that's where he goes. He goes to Olam Haba. Now just to move over to Halacha Tes. Perek Tes. Says the Rambam, Mi'acha Shenoida. Now that we establish Shemat and Scharin Shal Mitzvahs VaHatoyve SheNiskala Im Shomaru Derech Hashem Akosav Batori Chay Olam Haba SheNemar LaManita Loch VaRach DeYom VaNekama SheNoik Mimen Arisham SheOzvu Orchas HaTzedek Haksuvas Batori HaKores SheNemar Yikores Dikores HaNefesh Ahi Avoyin Haba. Right, the Rambam says I just stalled out a klor Perek Ches that Olam Haba is the reward that the tzaddikim are going to get, and the punishment is what? Not getting that reward. What does it mean when you see in Kala Torah Kulam, Tishmu Yagi Elechem, V'loisishmu Yikra Eschem, V'chol Oysen Advarim Ba'il Mazeh, Kigoyin Soiva V'Rav, Umilchama v'shalom, umalchus v'shiflus, v'yeshivas ha'aretz v'galus, v'atzlachas ma'isa v'hefzeidoi, v'shar kol d'rei abris. What are all those things? Right, what do we mean when we say in the second parish of Kriyashma, v'nasati eisa b'sadcha l'vemtecha? Right, v'chara af Hashem. What's the brachas and the klolois of Teres Kayanim and of Mishnah Torah all about? Like, what are all these things supposed to mean? So the Ram says, kolois and advarim, all those things, emes, hayu, v'yiyu. Ubizman shanu oisin kol mitzvah satayra, yagiyu eleinu toivas oilam azak kulan. Ubizman shanu oivin aleyem, tikra oisonu haroi saksumis. Obevaaf al pikein, this is the Rambam Shita. Ein oisin ha toivais, hein soif matan scharim shal mitzvahis. Veloi oisin ha rois, hein soif ha nekomash and noikmi over ala mitzvahis. Ela kachu atzei adva. Says Rambam, it's all true. You do mitzvahs, yeah, v'nasati mitarat. You do aveiros, v'choraf. This is all emes lamitoi. And it's schar and it's oynish. And the tzaddikim get good and the rishon get bad. And a good dar will get good and a bad dar will get bad. There's no question. Aber zok der Rambam. Aber v'af al pikein ein oysen ha toivoi soif ma'an schar shom mitzvahs. V'loi oysen ha roi soif ha nekomash and noikim over alves. That's not the real schar and the real oynish. It's a schar v'oynish. But it's not the real schar and the real oynish. Says the Rambam. Kachu hatzeya hadvarim. Let me lay it out to you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah. Eibusha gave us a Torah. Zu eitzchayim. V'chala oisa chala kasaba. V'yoydai deya gemura nechayna zoicha balachay oilam haba. Hera maisa. Chala oisa chala kasaba. If you keep the Torah mitzvahs. V'yoydai deya gemura. And you know Torah mitzvahs. Right? You know the Torah. You'll be zoicha ta oilam haba. Ulefi goydol maisav. V'goydol chachma. Say who zoicha. Right? There's the chachma. Yoidoy deir gemura nechayna, and then there's the maisa kol oisa kol akasaba, and lofi goydol maisav, the goydol chachma. Say those two things. Who's zaycha, right? Ayom haba is relative, depending on how much he's zaycha. 50 chanu batayra, and the Torah promised us shemnasa oisa besimchu v'toyves nefesh, that if we're going to keep Torah mitzvahs with simcha and with a good nefesh, v'negav bechachmasa tamid, and bechukay say teleichu shatiru amelum batayra. That's what Rama means. She yasir mimenu kol advarim hamoyne maysonim alas oisa. That the Eibush is going to remove all the obstacles that get in the way from us doing what we're supposed to do. Kegoin chayli umelchama v'rav ukiyotze behem. V'yashpi alonu kol atoivois hamechaskin es yodenu lasis es kol atayra. And the Eibush is going to give us the things that we need in order to keep the Torah. Kegoin soiva. V'shaloyim, u'rubayis kesev ezov. K'dei shaloy nasei kol yomenu b'dvarim shaguf tzarech lehem. So that we shouldn't be busy our whole life dealing with things that the guf needs. Elonei shepnuyim l'umoy b'chachma. V'lasei sa mitzvah. K'dei shenizke l'chayo elam abo. Right, we live in a world of chatoy v'echol, chatoy v'shtey. And every single time you make a decision to deal with something mundane, it comes with an invoice that you weren't dealing with something that's going to get you a little more elam abo. V'chein hu oyme b'teira. Ash cheshevtiach b'toyves elam azeh. After the Torah promised. Promises all it says Ustaka Tialanu, because that's the point of the Torah. It's like this we can merit staka. The Khena Dunu Batara, Shem Nazi Batara is the flip side. Shmidatinu Vanasib Havli Azman, King Shim of Yishman Shum Bayivot, Shadaino Emis Yosim in our Oizvin called Tavis Ilamaze, Shay Hosku Yodem Livoit, Umevi Alem Kola Rois Hamoina Noison, Mi Liknois Ilamaba, Kadesha Yoiv Dubarisham, Huchakosaba Torah Vadis Ivecha Sher, Yishalchenu Ashembach, Tachas Ashle Vadisham Lakacha Simchov to Vlevim Rivka, Nimts. Pirish kol oisan habrachas v'akolis al derech zu. Kolim, im avadetem es Hashem besimcho ushmartem darkoi, mashpil lechem habrachis ha'elu, umarcha kakolois, ad shetiu pnuyim lischakim b'toiro, v'lasik bo kidei shetisku l'chai yoylam abo, v'yeitav loch, l'yoylam shekulay toif, v'tarach yomim, l'yoylam shekulay yorach, v'netzeisem zoichem l'shnei yoylamois, l'chayim toivim b'yoylam azeh, ha'mevi l'chai yoylam abo, shen lo yikne hina chochma maisem eloi b'meyis, kashen never came maisem v'chedru, that's wrong. V'mazavtem es Hashem, it's going to be the flip side. The whole yisoid of schar v'oynish in this world is that if you do mitzvahs, then the Eibishter will help you and he's going to allow you to go ahead and do more mitzvahs. And if you're going to do aveiros, then Hashem is going to bring destruction, which is going to put you in a position where you won't be able to be zoicha toilam haba. That means the schar in this world that a person gets, and the oynish in this world that a person gets, is all like a hechatimtza. To be able to get the real schar, which is in the next world. So if a person does mitzvahs, Hashem says, are you doing mitzvahs? I'm going to reward you in this world. What's the reward going to be? I'm going to give you good things. Why? Staka tialanu. It's like this, you'll be able to do more mitzvahs, and by you doing more mitzvahs, like this, you'll be zoichin, more olam haba. If a person does averis in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you know what? You know what your oynish is going to be? Your oynish is that I'm not even going to give you opportunities right now. right? There's an idea of shuvu banim shayvavim, but sometimes Eibush says, I'm gonna make it harder for you. I'm gonna make it harder for you, right? That's why b'makom shebaal tshuva ma'amdim, it's hard, but I'm gonna make it harder for you. And that's all the klolos that are being mentioned in all the psukim in the Torah. But they're not schar va'onish be'etzim. In fact, the Rambam in his Akdamat Perek Chelik, when he talks about this inyan barichos, he fears us v'zeu masha amru chazal schar mitzvah mitzvah. So that's exactly what it means, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Because all the schar that you find in the Torah, it's all a hechatimtza to be able to do more mitzvahs like this. You'll be zeicha in the real emes. So the Rambam says that I just explained to you that schar va'onish is olam haba. Right, that's the schar oynish is no olam haba. So what's all the yehudim haksuvim b'Torah? What's that all about? So Rambam says it's some form of schar va'oynish, but really it's all like a schar mitzvah mitzvah. That's really what's going on. Halacha beis. Umepnei zeh, says the Rambam, hisavu kol yisrael neviyeim v'chachomeim yomoyis ha-melech ha-mashiach. Says when you understand everything I told you up until this point, you're going to understand why there was such a taiva by the Yidin and the Chachamim for Yemoyis HaMashiach. Kidei sheyonuchu mimalchus harisha, she'eino maneches lam liyisrael lasik b'toyru b'mitzvahs gehoigen. Because as long as Mashiach's not here, it's very difficult for us to keep Torah mitzvahs. And when Mashiach's going to come, all of a sudden there's going to be menucha. V'yimotzu lehem mirgoya, v'yarbu b'chachma, kidei sheyizku l'chayu adam haba. It's going to be the world where now you'll be able to focus on what you need to focus on, and now you'll be able to be zeichet olam haba. So what's Yemoyis HaMashiach? Yemoyis HaMashiach is a zman where you'll be able to put all your koiches and all your kishkes without distractions. So like this, you'll be able to be zeichet olam haba. V'fisha ba'oisin ha'yomim tar ba'hadeya, v'achachma, v'ha'emes, sh'nema kimol aretz deyas Hashem, v'nema v'lo yilamdu ishes, achiv ishes re'eo v'chulu, v'nema v'asiroisi sleva m'ibsarchem, m'pnei. Then the Rambam talks a little bit about Mashiach. Sha'usei ha'melech sh'yami m'zera David, al chachmiya yoysa m'shloima, v'navi gadol karmi m'ch rabbi, and all these famous Rambams, u'lefichach ilamit kolom v'yoyoysa. But the point is, that's not the ultimate reward. The whole yisoid of Yemoyis HaMashiach is, it's like the spitz brachis of Parshas B'chukoytzai. It's like the spitz brachis of Parshas Kitzovai. It's the spitz brachis of Parshas Kriyishma. That's what it's all about. This is the last paragraph in Rambam. V'atoyva achroina she'en lo hefzik v'lo yiroin hiya chayo olam haba. The real toiv is chayo olam haba. Avo yemoysa mashiach, but as relates to yemoysa mashiach, hua olam hazeh, v'olam kemen hogei hoylech. That's not what it's about. Fakert, it's olam kemen hogei hoylech. Elo sha'am malchus tachsa li yisro. V'kvar omru chazal, in bein olam hazeh, yemoysa mashiach, elo shibut malchus bovad. This is how the Rambam ends his perikta. So the Rambam in perikta, luchas tshuva, he lays it out. Kedarke b'kodesh, he says, this is what's going on, Machsayam. The tachlis is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a place a person goes after he dies. Olam Haba, there's no maves. In Olam Haba, there's no ra. It's not something we can describe and fathom. All you have to know is that a kodesh ruach of Olam Haba is so much bigger than all the hanois that a person could possibly ever get in Olam Hazeh. Very clearly says, Raman, in Olam Haba, there's no gufu gviyah. There's so many chazals that would seem to suggest it. It's derech chida, it's derech mashal. Don't take any of that literally. In terms of what the ultimate punishment is, the ultimate punishment is kares. Kares means you get cut up. Says the Rambam, if that's really what it's all about, so then what's all the brachas and the clothes that you find throughout the Torah? It's a schar va'oinish that basically Hashem is saying that if you do certain things, I'll put you in a matzah, will be muksha for you to do more good things so that you can be zoichet olam haba. But really, every schar in this world is finite. So the ultimate goal is to get to olam haba. That's the oimik of schar mitzvah. And the Rambam says, by the way, that's even Yemoyis HaMashiach. You wonder what Yemoyis HaMashiach? Yeah, Yemoyis HaMashiach is going to be a blissful time. It's going to be amazing. Of course. But it's not the tachlis, says the Rambam. That's not even Yemoyis HaMashiach. That's chaya olam haba. So if you go through this Rambam and you learn it the way you're supposed to learn a Rambam, there's a lot of clarity, but there's also a lot of things that the Rambam didn't address. For starters, Rambam didn't say a word about Tchias HaMeisim. Additionally, the Rambam didn't say a word about Gan Eden. Rambam also didn't talk about what the Gemara means when it says for 6,000 years there's going to be a world, and then after the year 6,000, everything is going to be destroyed. Now, truth is, although the Rambam didn't talk about it here in Hilchas Tshuva, but the Rambam did talk about it in his Hakdama to Perek Chelek. Now, although the Rambam talks about it as Hakdama to Perek Chelek, he spoke about it very, very briefly. Just read two very short paragraphs. One about Gan Eden, and the other one about Tchias HaMeisim. And the reason I'm reading short is because the Rambam wrote short. Says the Rambam, V'ulam Gan Eden. So, Think of everything that we just said, because that's mamish what's going on in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, and now segue right into this line. V'ulam Gan Eden, says Rav. So what's Gan Eden? Humakim Doshein v'shamei mifchar ha'aretz. It's a physical place that's very fertile. It's Deshenim v'rananim, and it's mamish. It's the best land in the world. Yesh by mayim rabim ve'ilonos oisim peiros yigala oisay Hashem yisparach lebnei adam lasad lava. And at some point in the end of days, presumably Yemos Hamashiach, and that time Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be megala this place. Ve'yoyra oisay aderech lahalich elav, and he's going to show the oilam how to get there. Ve'yis anguboy, and they're going to go there. And that's really what Gan Eden is. In other words, Gan Eden, the Rama Mamish mentioned Gan Eden in three lines. This Gan Eden, and he talks a little bit more about it. He says, yeah, we could all fathom on our own that there could be such a place, not such a chiddush. And the Torah even talks about it in the beginning of Bereishis, so we know there was such a place. And that's really what Gan Eden is. Gan Eden is not the Tachlis HaToiv. I mean, it's an amazing place, right? Ashrei HaMechakeloi. But at the same time, that's not what it's about. It's Lehedya, not what it's about. This point's going to be a little clearer when the Rambam talks about Tchias HaMeisim. What's Tchias HaMeisim? I just turned one page. U'Tchias HaMeisim yisoid mi yisoid des Teres Moshe. Ein das v'loi histapkus pe'uma Yehudis l'misha eme maimim b'zeh. This mamish, you can't have a sheiches to claw yourself if you don't believe in this, right? Ha'koyfe b'tchia, ha'oyme in Tchias HaMeisim b'natayr. Aval hi l'tzadikim, it's for the tzadikim, says the Rambam. U'lochem breches rabba, gvuris g'shomim l'tzadikim u'lurisham, u'tchias HaMeisim l'tzadikim b'vat. The eich Yichyu HaRishon, says the Rambam, it's obvious Tchias HaMeisim has to be for the Tzadikim, because how could the Rishon come to life if he makes him afilu b'chayayim? That sounds a little like the Kal V'chomers of today's daf. But if they're dead when they're alive, how are they going to come back alive? V'kach umru aleim asholim Rishon afilu b'chayayim kruyim meisim v'tzadikim afilu b'misasim kruyim chayim. Right, that's an oymik in Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam saying. You want to know why it's Tchias HaMeisim? Because the Tzadik never died. Even, right, afilu b'misasim kruyim chayim. So what's Tchias HaMeisim? He never died. He was alive when he was alive, and then he was alive when he died. So what's the great kunz of Tchias HaMeisim? And then the Rambam says one line that was Marish Shalomis. A lot of things were Marish Shalomis already, but this line was really Marish Shalomis. V'da, says the Rambam, you should know, ki ha'odom behechruch yomus, v'yuparid l'masha hurkim imenu. That after Tchias HaMeisim, people are going to die. And when they die, they'll go back to Olam Haba, which is where they were before Tchias HaMeisim. So the Rambam, in his Mishneh Torah Perikhes and Perites, he didn't even discuss Gan Eden and Tchias HaMeisim. In his Akdamah to Perik Chelek, he did. Very, very briefly. Gan Eden, he said, it's a real place. By the way, in Chumash, we spoke about different Rishonim that say it's a real place, right? The Ramban, it's a real place and not a real place, the Ramban says. Eben Ezra says in Mefurish. A lot of the Rishonim say Mefurish. But the bottom line is that Gan Eden's a real place, like Adam Rishon was once there. And at some point, Ba'achas HaYomim, Ramban's Lashon is La'asad La'avos, I guess that's like Yemos HaMashiach times. The tzaddikim are going to have an opportunity to go to Gan Eden and have that tainug, whatever exactly that tainug is. What's Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim is for the tzaddikim. They're going to come back up alive, and you should know they're going to die, says the Rambam. What's going to happen in between they get up alive and die? The Rambam doesn't say. And why are they even coming back alive? Like, what's the point? Now, to understand the oymek in the Rambam of why after Tchias HaMeisim people are going to die, it's posh. I mean, the Rambam says a mefurish, bakzein, but just to speak it out, it's because the Rambam holds the Tachlis is not Tchias HaMeisim, the Tachlis is not Gan Eden, the Tachlis is Olam Haba. It's the Olam HaNeshamos. Tchias HaMeisim involves a guf, right? That's what Tchias HaMeisim is. So that's not the Tachlis. If it's not the Tachlis, so why would you be here forever? It doesn't make any sense. So after Tchias HaMeisim, a person is eventually going to die. But the bottom line, says the Rambam, without explaining what the purpose of Tchias HaMeisim is, what these tzaddikim are going to do, I mean, maybe they're going to get up to go to Gan Eden. Maybe that's what it's about. But if you're in Olam Haba, which is a million, billion, shmillion times better than anything you could possibly have in this world, I mean, maybe Gan Eden is different. It's very sawsome. Ram doesn't say. It's very, very sawsome. It's very, very sawsome. But the bottom line, let's go back to how we started. Again, we're going to revisit this, Shenemo. Let's just go back to where we started. We said that when you think about Achrus HaYom, you think about Lasat Lavi, there's all these different phases, right? So you have Olam Haba, you have Tchias HaMeisim, you have Gan Eden, you have Yemos HaMashiach, you have the Shis Alfishnin. The Rambam definitely gave us a lot of clarity. Rambam saying that Olam Haba is the Olam HaNeshamos, and that's the Tachlis. We live, we fight for Olam Haba. That's what this is all about. Ashrei mi shezoicha l'kach. That's what it's all about. Olam Haba is something that we can't even fathom. It's so not shayach. That's what it's all about. Yemos HaMashiach is going to be a time that's going to be very mesugal and very mukhshar to be zoicha in that. Gan Eden is going to be something that's going to be present during that time for the Olam to have a gewaldige tainug. Tchias HaMesim, it sounds like there's different Mesim that are going to come join the Olam during that Kufa, but they're going to only be there for a short period of time. They're going to eventually die. By the way, the Rambam, in his Maimut Tchias HaMesim, in his Akdam, in different places, he talks about how Melech HaMashiach is going to die. Right? He says it in Hilchos Melachim. He says Melech HaMashiach is going to die. He says this Kufa is going to go on for thousands of years. He will be born. They're going to have Arichas Yom. One of the things the Rambam says is that people are going to live very, very long. Right? There's going to be Arichas Yom, and we're going to go back to living the way we lived in the times of Bereishis Bar Elokim, in the times of Adam HaRishon and Mesu Shelach. Right, we're going to go back to the good old days. So definitely we're going to live very, very long. But the Rambam says that's going to be because there's going to be advancements. And Rambam also says there's going to be no stress. He says there's going to be no stress. It's going to be great times. When there's no stress, people have Arichas Yom. It's amazing things the Rambam wrote all these years ago. But the bottom line is that's what's going to be going on in the world. The Tachlis really is Olam Haba. Either way. So the Rambam writes his Mishnah Torah, and the Rambam has his Pirush HaMishnayos, and in the Maor Nevuchim Tiyudua. And from all the things the Rambam wrote, his Maimer on this Inyan, it was Marish Olamos on a level that you can't even be masik. It literally turned the world upside down. And there were a lot of people that read the Rambam's description of Achas Hayom, specifically Tchias HaMesim, and specifically how the Rambam gave such little coverage to Tchias HaMesim. Yet, we're learning the sugis here in the beginning of Perek Chelek, where Tchias HaMesim is, Ha'imer in Tchias HaMesim in Atayres, Ve'ilu She'in Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Ha'ab. And the Rambam says those words, but still, the Rambam talked about it very, very little. He almost made it sound like it's some insignificant piece that, whatever, we don't even know why it's there. And it's something that a lot of the G'dayli Yisrael didn't properly understand. And they really came out very, very stark against the Rambam. Not just that, the fact that the Rambam says Olam Haba is a place where there's no guf. What about all the different lashonis that are mashma that there is a guf? Right? The Rambam said everything is derech chida, derech moshe, lech tesa. Who said you have a right to do that? And Gan Eden is just like a geshmak, a garden that is going to be present during those times. I mean, it's not the way we were taught. Menuchasei b'Gan Eden, right? That's unzer Messiah. But this is what the Rambam wrote. And it got so intense that the Rambam had no choice but to respond. And the Rambam wrote one of his famous igereses. It's known as the Maimer Tchias HaMesim, and it was written in response to all the excitement that this shita created. Now, what exactly was the excitement? Who was behind it? Where were they coming from? And what was the Rambam's response in his Maimer Tchias HaMesim? That will, be, Ezes Hashem, be part two of this topic.